In Iraq today, militants holding three Turkish workers repeated threats to behead the hostages unless Turkish companies stopped doing business with American forces in Iraq. The Arab television station Al Jazeera this weekend broadcast videotape of the three men kneeling behind hooded gunmen, and in a statement, the militants vowed to kill the Turkish workers and called for demonstrations in Turkey to protest President Bush's visit to Ankara and Istanbul. Explosions also rocked Baghdad and Fallujah today. There were no immediate reports of any casualties in any of the blasts. American officials today said that a pair of car bombings Saturday killed 23 people and injured more than 55. Earlier reports had the death toll higher. The kidnappings and continued series of bombings come just days before the scheduled handover of sovereignty to Iraqis. And in Baghdad today, interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi said that if the level of violence continued, it may be necessary to postpone a deadline to hold elections by the end of next January. Washington Post correspondent Rajiv Chandrasekaran has been in Baghdad since the American-led occupation of Iraq, and he joins us on the line from Baghdad. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
Look back over the past 14 months since President Bush declared that major combat operations had ended. Tell us your impressions of the city and country where you live now compared to before the American invasion.
You know, when I roll back the clock, I remember a time of such unbridled optimism. Things didn't really work well in Baghdad back in April and May of last year. Admittedly, there wasn't a lot of electricity. Basic services were fairly bad. The police weren't out on the streets. There was a lot of crime and the looting we all remember so well. But there was this great sense of hope about the future. What I've seen here over these past 14, 15 months has just been a steady erosion of that optimism, supplanted by a growing sense of frustration and fear.
One key to the handover of power to the Iraqis is the effort to train Iraqi security forces, but Iraqis have been hesitant to take up arms against their fellow countrymen. Do you think with an Iraqi government in place that situation might change?
Well, that's everybody's hope, and I think to a degree it will, that they will feel like they are fighting for Iraqis. And we've seen some surprising signs of unity here in the last couple of days, that firebrand Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr has come out and condemned violent attacks against Iraqis. There have been some heartening signs from even insurgents out in Fallujah trying to distance themselves from foreign fighters. And so not only sort of are some of the old troublemakers that have bedeviled the occupation perhaps trying to stake out some different ground now, I think that the people wearing the uniforms, the policemen, the soldiers, who thus far have been unwilling to sort of step up and fight for some of the things the United States has wanted them to fight for, now seeing this as a fight for Iraq and for their own country, will be more willing to take some risks and to challenge the people who are conducting these attacks.
Prime Minister Alawi said that if the level of violence doesn't diminish, it would be necessary to delay the January 31st deadline for holding elections. Now, from here in Washington, that seems like an awfully distant date, but does it seem like a far-off deadline there or an immediate objective?
Well, it does seem like a far-off deadline here. I mean, this is a place where people sort of go day to day from violent incident to violent incident. But it is a date or a goal that people hold very dear. Democratic elections are something that Iraqis in very large numbers want to have happen. And any delay of that could prove very controversial here and is probably something that most people will not support. I think that you'll have Iraqis willing to tolerate a degree of violence just to be able to go out and vote. And it struck some people that I've talked to here, some Iraqis, as a little concerning, given that this new transitional government is not yet even in power, and we're talking something that is 7 months away, and raising the specter of delaying it. People here say, you know, look, let's move forward over the next several months and see where things go before we contemplate this sort of option.
Washington Post correspondent Rajiv Chandrasekaran in Baghdad. Rajiv, thanks a lot.
Pleasure to talk to you.